I was reading through your facts again.
And you had a fun one, I'm sure.
That Dave DeWalt put together for us.
Yes.
For the broadcast today.
Yeah.
And he's with the
USDA NAS. We all know the acronym USDA, but the National Agricultural Statistical Service.
We got acronyms up to wazoo.
Oh, I know. We do.
But according to the History Channel, tomatoes were put on trial on June 28, 1820 in Salem, New Jersey. In front of the courthouse, Robert Johnson ate a hoard of tomatoes in order to prove they weren't poisonous as the crowd in court waited around to watch him die.
And the caveat is he did not die. So they got over worrying about them being poisonous.
Heinz tomato ketchup has a speed limit. If the sauce pours at more than 0.028 miles per hour, it is rejected.
Yes.
Not bottled, sent off the assembly line to be, I don't know, fertilizer for the next tomato plants or something. Tomatoes are the state fruit for New Jersey, maybe because of that day Mr. Johnson ate that hoard. They're official state fruit of Ohio. Tomato juice is the official beverage of Ohio. Ohio's come up a lot lately.
Yeah.
Arkansas took both sides. The Arkansas vine ripe pink tomato is a state fruit and state vegetable due to its culinary and botanical classification.
A tomato is just, you know, it's just a good fruit to eat.
Before we get off the topic, can I offer one Rosie on the House staycation to anyone that can answer this question?
Yes.
On Jennifer and I's first date, I told a joke. And the punchline was, gee, mister, you're a good tomato thrower. But we can't remember any of the rest of the joke. Anybody that knows the beginning of that joke, it's the one that got Jennifer interested in marrying me. And I thought, well, anyone that can laugh that easy, I'll be able to make her laugh the rest of her life. We'll have lots of fun together. So if you know the whole joke, the punchline is, gee, mister, you sure are a good mater thrower.
Okay.
I'll give you a staycation if you know the rest of that joke.
Phone 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you know the lead up to the punchline of the joke, gee, mister, you're a good mater thrower, we want to know it.
That is classic. I love that one. Well, Stephanie might be on the
line.
She's
on the line.
Okay, so she's on the line. She's going to talk a little bit more about Arizona Farm Bureau. And we just want to highlight that fillyourplate.org is our website for our Arizona families where you can go and source for recipes, farmers markets, now visiting farms. That's a new feature on Fill Your Plate. And also, obviously, products that you can buy directly. But, Steph, talk to us. We've been all over the state in just the last 24 hours, right? I think she's on.
She and Mark are both on. So
okay.
We're punching the buttons.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is. Okay. We got the right button punched. So talk to us about Arizona Farm Bureau and what you've been up to.
Probably just amazing about tomatoes, and y'all just missed it. No, I'm just kidding. So it's good to be on with you all this morning. And we're crisscrossing the state. For the next month, Julie and I and the rest of Farm Bureau folks will be everywhere from Kingman to Wilcox and Yuma to Concho. So this is our time of year that we travel to all the counties and we meet with our members and every different type of sector of the industry and talk about their lives and how things are going and what's important to them and what concerns them. And then we take that back to the state office, so to speak, and we try to help them out with that. So as I've said before, we're truly a grassroots organization. And this is our busy, busy time of the year, putting the miles on.
In fact, Stephanie Smallhouse, Arizona Farm Bureau's president, I had subjected her yesterday morning between 9:30 and what I think we visited on Instagram Live until about 10:30. So I subjected her to the heat, but she's used to it. She's a farmer rancher. And as our Arizona Farm Bureau president, we put her through the grill on a lot of things. And so she was up on one of the mesas, plateau on their ranch, talking about their saguaro cactus nursery and then their beef cattle. And then that evening, her and I were in Parker for the La Paz County Farm Bureau annual meeting. Right?
And this morning, you're in Phoenix. So
yes, this morning I'm in Phoenix.
So we're all over it. we're all over the place.
Yes, but so. You stayed in Parker. How's it? How is it this morning?
It's hot. It's still hot. It was hot last night, and it's hot this morning. But Parker's a nice place to get out on the river and have fun. And our folks up here, there are lots of farms. If you've never been up in La Paz County in Parker along the Colorado River, there are a lot of farms up here and a lot of agriculture going on and a lot of good people.
So are you guys going to do some water skiing or anything? I know you have your daughter, Hannah, with you, so maybe you guys can enjoy a little bit of the Colorado River.
Well, probably not. As I said last night, my daughter's a permitted driver, and now I have a driver to drive me around the state, and that feels a little bit like water skiing sometimes, so we'll probably skip that on the river.
Okay. Well, what else can you say real quickly about membership and anything fun?
I would just say in terms of membership, this is a good reminder this time of year that we need all of those great folks that are farming and ranching to be members of Arizona Farm Bureau. So when we get out there across the state and meet with y'all, we get a good idea of what your needs and issues are. And we also sure do appreciate those non-ag members so that we can communicate with you and outreach with you about agriculture in Arizona, pretty much like what you're doing today. So
and
appreciate Director Killian being on today.
Yes, thank you.
And for non-ag members like myself, that membership's $60 a year, and it comes with a ton of savings, and you get a on the newsletter. I mean, it's if you enjoy to eat every day.
Which I do, definitely.
It's the best $60 you can spend.
Yes, and Mark
you'll
and Steph.
You'll pay for your membership through the membership benefits probably in the first 2 weeks. So,
thanks, Steph and Mark, for all you do and all you've given us.
Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau, Mark Killian, Director of the Arizona Department of Ag, and Stephanie Smallhouse, the former Director of the Arizona Farm Bureau. Thanks for this Farm Fresh Hour.